What are we doing in the cinema?
Well, this week we're going to introduce the bundle of hiss.
The what?
The bundle of hiss.
Sorry.
It'll make a bit of sense in a bit. Look, there's Mary.
What are you two doing here?
Oh, we want to see your bundle of hiss while you watch this horror movie.
Right now?
Please.
Okay.
So, Jonathan, you're going to hand me that bone saw.
There you go.
Okay, we're just going to do this. And now, if you grab that, we'll just pull Mary's chest open.
Probably best to put away that popcorn now, Mary.
Sorry.
Okay, so here's the lungs, and at the top you'll spot the trachea, or the windpipe, which splits in two, with one bronchus going to each lung.
It sort of looks like the beginnings of an upside-down tree.
Yeah, in a way it is. The bronchi continue to split into narrower and narrower tunnels called bronchioles. All of the branching helps distribute air evenly throughout each lung, making them much more efficient.
Our windpipe sort of looks like a vacuum hose with all those rings.
It feels like one too. Here, touch it.
Blah, that is a bit freaky.
Except it's sticky on the inside. This entire system is lined by some pretty incredible cells, including goblet cells. They secrete mucus to help to keep it moist and trap dust or pathogens. And there's also ciliated cells that contain little parts that look like hairs, and they move the mucus up towards the mouth, kind of like a mucociliary escalator.
Oh, gross, Sina.
Okay, so let's zoom in here.
What are these grapes doing here?
Grapes. They're called alveoli. They're tiny little sacs surrounded by capillaries, and this is where your body gets its oxygen. Just imagine you jump into a swimming pool in your clothes. Pockets of air will form in your shorts and under your t-shirt, and if you squeeze them, the air escapes through the cotton. It's sort of like this when we breathe. The oxygen in the air passes through the very thin walls of the alveoli and the capillaries. And because there's more oxygen in the air than in our blood, it passes through sort of even out.
And we really get enough oxygen for our entire body this way?
Yeah. We can take in lots of oxygen at once because there's so much surface area involved. Imagine if you flattened out a pair of adult human lungs, they'd cover 80 to 100 square metres, or half a tennis court. Okay, so once our blood has oxygen, it goes straight to the heart to be pumped out to the rest of the body.
Oh, I love this bit. She's about to experience something very unpleasant.
Oh my God!
Yeah, we can hear that Mary is scared now. So the amygdala in Mary's brain has told her that there is danger, and that leads to a different part of your brain, the hypothalamus, issuing a red alert, the fight or flight response. Mary starts to sweat and her pupils dilate so that she can take more of her surroundings in. Her blood glucose spikes, all in preparation to fight or to run away. And the fight or flight response also increases heart rate.
Oh my God!
Listen carefully. What does Mary's heart sound like?
It's like ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
That's right. Two beats. That's blood going from one sort of chamber in your heart to the other, and then out to your body. Your pacemaker, also known as the SA node, sends out an electrical charge across the heart. And it causes the atria to contract and push blood into the ventricles. And that's the first heartbeat. You see, if the charge crossed the entire heart at once, the blood wouldn't flow in any one direction.
So what, it's slowed down somehow?
Yeah, it's sort of like a Formula One race. To avoid a crash on the circuit, an area called the AV node slows down the electrical charge, sort of like a marshal waving a yellow flag. This gives a tenth of a second for the blood to flow from the atria into the ventricles before the second contraction happens.
So where is this bundle of hiss then?
It's just after the slowdown. The bundle cells are superconductive, so the charge speeds right back up again, just as if the marshal had waved the green flag. It's through the bundle of hiss that the charge reaches the muscle cells in the ventricles, causing them to contract, and the heart beats for the second time. It's really not much to look at. It's just a thin string of tissue. But one day it could save your life, because the bundle of hiss can create its own electrical charge if there's a problem with the flow of electricity.
Unless, of course, she's a zombie. Right, I'm off. Thanks, Mary.
You're just going to leave me here like this?
Yeah.
I've got to go.
I've got to go. Yeah.
I have a what now? In partnership with Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland.
Yeah.